Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A cessation of fire. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the end of hostilities. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN took effect at midnight Damascus time. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
It is true that our actions alone will not determine whether or not the cessation of hostilities holds. Even if we all act in good faith, other parties have the power to sabotage the cessation by their actions. Yet it is also true that the failure by any one of our nations to live up to our part of the deal could also result in the failure of the cessation.
Power also said the truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicating the country will likely usher in a new era with reformist and moderate conservatives, creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Final results of Friday's vote may provide the first clue as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will receive what they have hoped for, which is a more open, moderate Iran. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosives in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Happened at the gate of a popular park and near a hotel, leaving at least 12 dead. Officials say the dead included security forces and civilians. Militants have links to Al-Qaeda, carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. Al-Shabaab has carried out attacks elsewhere too, Kenya and Uganda, for instance. This is VOA News.